You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 21 to 23. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. A lot of people quote this scripture to actually justify sin. If you condemn sin or sinful practices, people are quick to quote this scripture at you, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, as if God had condemned all of us as sinners and that we are all hopeless. But first, I want you to even see the context of this scripture. In verse 21, he said, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophet, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all. It means that all of us can now be righteous in Jesus Christ. All of us can be righteous in God because of the righteousness of God that God has made available in Jesus Christ, which we can only access by faith. And he's simply saying that there is no difference between Jew and the Gentile, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, all need the righteousness that is of God. That's what that passage is saying. That everyone needs salvation. Everyone needs the righteousness of God. Everyone needs to have faith in Jesus Christ in order to be made righteous, because everyone had sinned and come short of the glory of God. So it means that even in the context of the usage of that sentence, it is telling us actually that we should be righteous because the righteousness of God has now been manifested. This scripture is not a scripture that is condemning us to sin and say that we are helpless over sin. Moreover, when you even take the statement in itself, it says all have sinned. That is past tense. It didn't say all are sinning. You know, I'm very wary of people that are always on the side of sin. When you are talking about maturity and perfection, they will always remain on the side of imperfection. You will hear statements like, nobody is perfect. Are you righteous? Are you better than others? They are always sympathetic to weakness, to unrighteousness, to sin, to imperfection. They are never a promoter of holiness, of true righteous living. I'm always very careful with people like that, because it reveals that they are living in unrighteousness in their own life. And they think that it is everybody that is going through that weakness. And so when they see anyone who, by the grace of God, has laid hold of the righteousness of God, they are thinking in themselves, how can this person be better than me? And so the only way they can justify themselves is to assure themselves that all of us, we are all sinners. Brethren, it's not everybody that is living in sin. If you are living in sin, say that you are living in sin. But it's not everybody, because there is a righteousness that has been made available through Jesus Christ. And that righteousness, it is by faith. So stop quoting this scripture wrongly. Stop using this scripture to justify wrongdoing and to justify walking in sin. God has made provision for us in Christ Jesus to access his own righteousness. He said, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all that believe. All that we need is faith in Jesus Christ, and we will access the righteousness of God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.